Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm glad we are having a better day. I can see some grumpy faces, but I hope with the day going forward, we will have some smiles and more happy faces. I believe we have done a lot of work this morning, and we have agreed on a very important part of our organizational work. And I'm going to try to be brief. On the format, we see merit in what was mentioned by the Russian delegation regarding having something clear on the format. Clarity will never hurt anyone, but from what I have learned personally from our discussions today and on Monday, is that clarity will serve us all very well. On the format that we prefer, Egypt is flexible in general, but we tend to agree with what Brazil mentioned regarding the ability or the possibility to use the hybrid option, even for the delegations and for countries in their national capacity to be able to include delegations or experts from capitals. And I don't think this will be of any trouble to anyone. However, if this is going to cause any issues, we are flexible as well. And we can go along with the format for in-person format. If we need to include something, maybe, because I believe the situation now health-wise is going in a good direction, but we never know what may happen in a few months or next year. And I believe we should have something in that decision that will be formulated that gives us some space to be able to maneuver if the situation changes. On the general exchange of views as well, we do believe that this is not a new topic that we are discussing. Paris, we all shouldn't be expecting new positions or any surprises. However, this is a very nascent approach and process, and we do understand that we need to again rehash, maybe if I can say, previous positions to be able to see the different positions on this very nascent process. I tend to agree with what you proposed, Mr. Chair, regarding the general exchange of view. And in general, in disarmament, I've been complaining that we lose a lot of time. So maybe there are even several other options that we might consider if your proposal, which Egypt supports, on having this in a written format. But if this is not agreeable to everyone, we might have other proposals that I will not mention right now. On the proposals made by distinguished colleagues from Russia and Cuba and others on agenda items 5 and 6, we see merits in those proposals as well. And I hope they could be acceptable with everyone else. I don't see any reason that could delay our agreement on these items as well. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.